After a decade in Parliament, David Feeney has resigned, joining a list of 9 other MPs ousted over the dual citizenship saga sweeping through Canberra. 2 of the MPs have since returned, but Mr. Feeney's resignation shows the controversy is not finished yet. His story started last year when he admitted he could not find the documents to prove his British renunciation, his father being an Irishman. The Melbourne-based MP says he conducted an exhaustive search of his own records, as well as those held by the UK Home Affairs Office and the UK High Commission in Australia. Weeks later, he says he still cannot find the evidence he needs, and he admits the documents, from over 10 years ago, have probably been destroyed.
I have taken legal advice indicating that the material that has been located to date is insufficient to satisfy the High Court that I did indeed renounce my rights 10 years ago. I am unable to disprove that I'm a dual citizen. On this basis, having regard for my duty under Section 44 of the Constitution, I have today written to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, resigning as an MP, effective immediately.
Opposition Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek, short in her comments, says Mr. Feeney will be missed.
David's made a fine contribution to public life, and I'll let him make any further comments.
The resignation sparks a by-election in the marginal Melbourne seat of Batman, where Labor faces a major threat from the Greens. The Greens are backing the same candidate, Alex Bathell, who ran a tight competition against Mr. Feeney at the last election, losing by a margin of less than 2,000 votes. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says his party is ready for the campaign.
We Greens are ready to get going and offer the people of Batman a progressive, positive, forward-looking, optimistic vision for the future. Looking forward to campaigning on so many progressive issues and to hopefully repeat the remarkable success we saw in the state seat of Northcote only a few months ago.
Labor sources say Australian Council of Trade Unions President Jed Carney is the front runner to replace Mr. Feeney, who says he will not run again. It is being suggested the Liberals are likely to stay away from the race altogether. The dual citizenship saga has rocked politics since July and at times has threatened Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's one-seat majority in the House of Representatives. But the opposition woes threaten to get even worse in the coming weeks, with Senator Katie Gallagher also referred to the High Court, and the government is likely to use its slim majority to refer 3 other MPs too. It marks a disastrous start to the year for Labor and its leader Bill Shorten, who had been outspoken about the dual citizenship cases that affected MPs from parties other than his. Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne was quick to attack.
This could have all been resolved at the end of last year, in a series of by-elections involving Bennelong, as well as Batman, and potentially other seats like Susan Lamb's seat of Longman. But Bill Shorten, acting true to form, rather than manning up and maturely dealing with this, as any leader would, as Malcolm Turnbull did, Bill Shorten decided instead to run a protection racket for David Feeney, Susan Lamb, and potentially other Labor MPs.
It sets up a blockbuster start to the year when Parliament resumes next week. Samantha Beniac-Brooks, SBS News.